The word today is wonder. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. At times, we see how things are going and we wonder what God is doing. Life may be chaotic, full of problems, and no solutions in sight. Mary and Joseph had many problems surrounding the birth of Jesus, but God led them through each one. The problems we face can be turned by God into blessings for our eternal good. Here to share more about this comforting topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Wonder.
Recently, I was able to see a movie that was called Faith Like Potatoes, and it's an unusual title, but it refers to the life story of an evangelist in South Africa named Angus Buchan. He had a saying, "The condition for a miracle is difficulty. However, the condition for a great miracle is not difficulty, but impossibility." I like that quote. It is very respectful of God's ability to change conditions, to take something that we see as chaos, as a disaster, and turn it into something that glorifies our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to spend some time today talking about how we wonder at times. What is God doing? Why is this happening? Everything looks like a disaster. It seems like nothing good is happening, almost like God is ignoring us or possibly even mistreating us because of the things that have been happening. Maybe we're trying to be faithful and godly, trying to live a life to please Him, and things just keep turning against us. My guess is at some point in life you have had this thought, "Why, Lord? Why are you doing this to me? Why is everything going bad?" And we're going to see in the situation where the coming of Jesus, when He took on human flesh, remember that Jesus is not just a typical human. He is the second person of the Trinity, the three persons of the Godhead, eternal, almighty. He is, along with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, the one true God. This is a mystery. It's beyond human sinful comprehension. But as Jesus takes on human flesh, there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of strange things taking place. And as we had seen recently, God was preparing everything for this. But the humans often don't get it. This is one thing that's fascinating about angels, is that angels are sort of like the older brother that is wise, understanding, and can shed some light on situations that can help guide humans. And we see Mary and Joseph, especially in this confused state that is taking place. One of the things that must have been really difficult for Mary and Joseph is the fact that Mary was pregnant, and of course, there was no sexual intercourse that had taken place between Mary and Joseph. So this causes chaos. It causes a lot of confusion for them. And it kind of reminds me of the situations in which we don't understand what God is doing behind the scenes. For instance, God can use pain, sorrow, illness, and confusion, and He can work all of these things to His glory. Now, God is not a God that wishes for us to have pain or sorrow or illness or confusion. These are caused by sin. You can thank Satan for introducing all of these things into our human existence. And God can, however, in His almighty nature, turn, change, utilize these things in order to ultimately bring glory to Himself and to our Lord Jesus. And this is something that we need to understand, because we're tempted when there are those things happening in our life, sorrow, illness, confusion, we're tempted to think God has abandoned us or that He doesn't care. And that's just not true. I'm reminded of an illustration about a teacher in a classroom, that the teacher will come alongside the students. They will teach and try to help bolster and build up that child as much as they can. But when it's testing time, the teacher withdraws, they pull back. There's no less love or concern that the student does well, but they draw back as part of that testing to see what the child has learned and to see how they will appropriate the lessons that have been learned. And all of us go through these times of testing where we have to trust God. And that can be a real challenge, especially when it looks as though things are going against us. This was not something that Pastor Paul would talk about often, but every once in a while, when he was frustrated with the way things were going, he would talk to me and say, "Everything is screwed up." He had an idea of how things should unfold. He figured he understood in this situation how God would have it go, and all of a sudden it took a turn and it wasn't going that way, and he'd be frustrated. "Everything is screwed up." Of course, he knew ultimately everything is in God's hands, but the thing that would get him is when someone would stand in the way of God's holy will by refusing to repent, or if there was a Christian that didn't dig in and mature and grow in faith, he'd be frustrated by that. And I feel that kind of frustration. Maybe you feel that sometimes too. Maybe there's a family member that for no good reason is resisting the Holy Spirit. It's just because of stubbornness or their pride that they're not willing to confess their sins or admit they need a Savior. Maybe they're saying, "Well, religion is a crutch for weak people," and things like that. They're standing in the way of God's blessing them. It's very frustrating. And you might think that at times. It's screwed up. Things are not going right. Well, that's when I look at Mary and Joseph and think of all the challenges that they had and how messed up everything was, in one sense, because of the coming of the Savior. You think of the angel coming to Mary and announcing, "You're going to carry the Christ child." Just imagine a young virgin girl, and all of a sudden she's got this new responsibility, this overwhelming thing to be the mother of the Christ. That must have been a huge challenge to her. And then you see Joseph is afraid that she's been unfaithful. And he's actually thinking in Matthew that he might put her away. In other words, he might break off the engagement with her, and the angels have to come. Remember, they got to inform, like the big brother, and tell us what's going on in order to clarify and calm the worry and the fear of the humans who are confused. And then there was this census in the middle of all this. When Mary's getting close to full term, ready to deliver the baby, they got to travel, I believe it's a couple hundred miles. They got to go from the north of the Sea of Galilee to go down to Bethlehem. It's just this absurd trip with a pregnant woman. And so all of this is so confusing. It's so frustrating. They're wondering, what is God doing? I think we've all asked that at times. What is the Lord doing in my life? Is there any earthly reason why this has to happen to me? It gets even worse when someone's physically assaulting us, persecuting us, when people are attacking us just because we love God. It's frustrating. Well, God has his purposes. In the case of Mary and Joseph, God had the purposes of fulfilling prophecy. One of the reasons why they had to head down to Bethlehem was because there was a prophecy in the Old Testament prophet of Micah in the 5th chapter. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one for me who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." We see that as the Old Testament prophecy of the location of Christ coming to this earth. And unless there was a census that forced Mary and Joseph to head down to Bethlehem, it wouldn't have happened. We see that Jesus was part of the promised lineage of King David, that in 2 Samuel chapter 7, the Lord promised to David that he, the Lord, would build a house for him. David had an intent to build the temple, but the Lord said, no, you're too much a man of bloodshed. Your son will do this. And then we see another prophecy fulfilled, going back to the Old Testament prophet of Daniel in Daniel chapter 2, where there was a vision of a massive boulder that comes and smashes this statue that represents all these other earthly kingdoms. And in Daniel 2, verse 44, it says, in the time of those kings, God will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. It will itself endure forever. We see that fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ and establishing his church. When life gets messy, when it gets chaotic, and we can't see the reasons, we can't understand what God is doing, we're tempted to think God is either paying attention or punishing us. It's easy to despair. It's easy to give up hope because of our limited vision. It'd be really wonderful if we had an angel show up every time just to say, hey, here's what's going on. For whatever reason, God doesn't do that. He typically sends the angels at the critical moments in the plan of salvation. The next time I assume we will be seeing angels is at the return of Jesus. That, once in a while they could provide a miracle of protection and providence, but the real big appearance, I think, of the sons of God is going to be at the return of Christ. It'll be phenomenal. So I want you to understand that we all go through confusion. We all wonder, what is God doing here? That's a normal part of the process of having to trust in him. And he's hoping that you'll still continue to put your hope and your faith in him and stay faithful and close to the Lord Jesus. Encourage those that are confused and frustrated. Tell them to hang in there, to stay close to Jesus, because only in time will they get to see how God is putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. It's a tough thing to be confused, but it's good to stay faithful and close to the Lord Jesus and to see how God turns things for our salvation.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.